Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai
Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Devotees, this morning we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 15, chapter titled, The Lord Accepts Prasadam at the House of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And we will begin reading from verse 119. So Madhya Leela chapter 15, beginning with verse 119. Bhaktagane kahe shuna mukundera prema niguda nirmala prema yena dagda hema. Translation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then informed all his devotees, please hear about Mukunda's love of Godhead. It is a very deep and pure love and can only be compared to purified gold. So I could just mention for a moment about the background. Lord Chaitanya is saying goodbye to all the devotees from Bengal who had come to stay with him during the rainy season, means May, June, July, August, that time. And during that time is the Rath Yatra festival in Jagannath Puri. So the devotees came and spent those months with Lord Chaitanya, including participating in the Rath Yatra with him. And then the time came to return back to Bengal, different parts of Bengal. So Lord Chaitanya had a final meeting with them. And as that meeting was going on, and they were all gathered, he particularly addressed certain of them in different ways. And in this particular case, he's addressing Mukunda, who we read about actually last week. His son was Raghunandan, who was, although just a child, more or less 10 years old or thereabouts, was extremely advanced in Krishna consciousness. So Mukunda was the father, and he was also a very great devotee. So here Lord Chaitanya is going to speak some verses glorifying Mukunda and pointing out some of his very special qualities. They were living in Bengal, not too far from Navadweep, but a little way. It's about an hour's drive now, hour and a half, something. Shrikhanda, it's called. And it's just a very nice place. All right, so Lord Chaitanya is beginning to express his appreciation of Mukunda. Bahye Raja Vajya Inho Kari Raja Seva Antare Krishna Prema Inhar Jani Baker Keba. Mukunda externally appears to be a royal physician engaged in governmental service, but internally he has a deep love for Krishna. Who can understand his love? And purport by Srila Prabhupada. Unless Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discloses the fact, no one can understand who is actually a great devotee of the Lord engaged in his service. It is therefore said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila chapter 23, verse 39, Tanravakya Kriya Mudra Vigyeha Nabujaya. Even the most perfect and learned scholar cannot understand a Vaishnav's activities. A Vaishnav may be engaged in governmental service or in a professional business, so that externally one cannot understand his position. Internally, however, he may be a Nitya Siddha Vaishnava, that is, an eternally liberated Vaishnava. Externally, Mukunda Das was a royal physician, but internally, he was the most liberated Paramahansa devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew this very well, but ordinary men could not understand it, for the activities and plans of a Vaishnava cannot be understood by ordinary men. However, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his representative understand everything about a devotee, even though the devotee may externally pretend to be an ordinary householder and professional businessman. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasadaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachyadesha Sarane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivas Adi Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vajkap Tarubhyas Chakripa Sindhu Vyevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. So I can just say a couple of words about this. To a greater degree, it's quite clear, but I could just mention one thing. Well, a couple of things. One thing is stated in Nectar of Devotion, it's based on Nectar of Devotion, at least let us say that. In chapter 19 of Nectar of Devotion, there is the description of love of God, Krishna Prema, and the characteristics of devotees on the level of Krishna Prema, the most elevated level of Krishna consciousness. And one characteristic, it's actually, you could say, an official characteristic of a devotee on the level of Krishna Prema is that he cannot be understood by ordinary people. Or, at the very best, it is very difficult for ordinary people to understand him. And even sometimes, with Srila Prabhupada, there were times when Srila Prabhupada did things or made certain decisions which devotees who are working with him closely, they couldn't understand why is he deciding to do this, or why is he doing this? And they thought, whatever the situation was, it should be addressed in some different way. But in due course, they found out that actually the way that Prabhupada had addressed it was actually the right way, because there were deeper transcendental considerations which only a more advanced devotee than those devotees could appreciate. I can just give one example. There was a time in sort of maybe 75, it was around that time, when book distribution was really increasing quite dramatically, very dramatically. And two of Prabhupada's leading assistants, they felt that we should borrow money from the bank in order to purchase vehicles for book distribution, print more books, because when you print more, they become cheaper, and things like this. So how are we going to raise money from the bank? We will borrow it, and for as security for that, those loans, we will make all the properties, buildings of the Hare Krishna movement in America at that time, we will register them as all belonging to one organization, one ISKCON organization, because at that time they were, each one was belonging to the particular local organization in the place where the particular temple was. So they thought, if we bring everything together, it'll be more impressive for the bank, and they will loan more money, and in this way, we'll develop the Sankirtan movement. In a certain sense, of course, it sounds like a nice idea. But Srila Prabhupada said, no, all the buildings must stay locally registered. And he didn't get into any elaboration, as I recall, at the time. But the two leading devotees who had this big plan, they really thought that Srila Prabhupada had made a wrong decision, and like, Prabhupada doesn't understand how the Western world finance and money dealings work and how to make the most of such facilities. But later, it's a bit of a long story, but someone sued ISKCON. Again, like I said, it's a long story. But someone found, or felt they found, some reason to sue ISKCON for lots of money. And if all those buildings had been under the ownership of one organization, they would have sued that organization. And assuming they won, then they would have been able to sell all of our temples in America if the amount of money required was so large. And what a disaster that would have been, isn't it? We could have lost all of the main temples. Los Angeles, which we still have today, we could have lost, and various others. Yeah. So, but then the devotees understood Prabhupada's wisdom of keeping everything separate. Yeah, because then the worst they can do is sue if they have a problem with one temple or one group of devotees. the worst they can do is sue that particular temple, which of course is a problem, or that group of devotees, but it's not as bad as being able to take all the buildings in ISKCON. And Prabhupada, he chastised those too. He really chastised them. He really, really chastised them very heavily. So as Srila Prabhupada says here, quoting Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela 23:39, Tanravakya Kriya Mudra Vigyeha Na Bujaya. Even the most perfect and learned scholar cannot understand a Vaishnava's activities. Yeah. Now, of course, how does this relate to us? Well, we have at least some insight. We're not on that level. But we have some insight to appreciate devotees and even devotees on different levels. And then to deal with them differently in ways which are appropriate according to their situation. At least to some degree. Not like Prabhupada. Not like Lord Chaitanya, who appreciated Mukunda so much. But at least by the grace of the Lord, by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, as a devotee progresses, then gradually things become more apparent. Yeah. It's not a simple thing. And it takes time. It really takes time. But it happens by the grace of the Lord. Right. So let's continue on. Text 121. Now, Lord Chaitanya is going to illustrate the point how Mukunda is actually an extraordinary devotee. He's not just your, so to speak, ordinary devotee. He is just a most wonderful and highly elevated devotee. Ekadina Milecha Raja Ucha Tungite Chikitsari Bat Kahe Tanhara Agrete. One day Mukunda Das, the royal physician, was seated with the Muslim king on a high platform and was telling the king about medical treatment. In other words, he's the royal doctor. He was just there all the time. Because these big people, like this is a king or something like a king, these big people, they can afford to keep their own doctors. They don't have to go to the doctor wherever, somewhere, in some other place. If there's some medical problem, they don't even have to call the doctor in for a house visit. They have their own doctor. So Mukunda was the doctor of the king. So Lord Chaitanya continues, Henakale Eka Mayor Puchera Adani Raja Shiro Paridari Eka Sevak Ani. While the king and Mukunda Das were conversing, a servant brought a fan made of peacock feathers to shade the king's head from the sun. Consequently, he held the fan above the king's head. Shiki Picha Deki Mukunda Prema Vishtahaila Ati Ucha Tungi Haite Bumite Padila. Oh. Just by seeing the peacock-feathered fan, Mukunda Das became absorbed in ecstatic love of Godhead and fell from the high platform onto the ground. Rajaragyana Rajavaidya Haila Marana Apane Namiya Tabe Karaila Chaitana. The king, fearing that the royal physician had been killed, personally descended and brought him to consciousness. Oh, that's amazing, isn't it? The king took him so seriously. Rajabale Vyatatumi Pile Konatani Mukunda Kahe Atibada Vyata Pai Nahi. When the king asked Mukunda, "Where is it paining you?" Mukunda replied, "I am not very much pained." Raja Kahe Mukunda Tumi Padila Kilagi Mukunda Kahe Raja Mora Vyadi Nache Mrigi. Okay. The king then inquired, "Mukunda, why did you fall down?" Mukunda replied, "My dear king, I have a disease like epilepsy." I think you all know what is epilepsy. A person, some spasms or something like that, which just overpower the person's being, practically. Yeah. Text 127. Mahavigdagda Raja Se Sabajane Mukundere Haila Tanra Mahasiddha Gyane. Being extraordinarily intelligent, the king could understand the whole affair. In his estimation, Mukunda was a most uncommon, exalted, liberated personality. So this king was a Muslim, of course, and staunch Muslim. But still, he was sensitive enough in character to be able to appreciate, at least to some degree, the exalted nature of Mukunda. Raghunandan Sevakare, Krishnira Mandire, Dware Pushkarini Tara, Gatira Upare, Kadambira Ekavrikshe, Pute Baramase, Nityadui Pulahaya, Krishna Avatamse. Raghunandan is constantly engaged in serving Lord Krishna in the temple. Beside the entrance of the temple is a lake, and on its banks is a Kadamba tree, which daily delivers two flowers to be used for Krishna's service. Yes. Well, of course, we have been there a few times, number of times we have been there, Srikanda, and the lake is still there. And they call it, what do they call it? What's honey in Hindi?
Madhu.
Yeah, Madhu Sarovar, I think, or Madhu Kund. Something, yeah, Madhu something something. And it's right by that house, which there is now a temple in, the house of Mukunda. And, well, the story of Raghunandan, the son, being constantly engaged in serving the Lord in the temple. We told that last time, I think it was. Yeah. So yes, that Madhu Kund, it's still there. It's still there. The tree, I don't know about the tree. Yeah. So Lord Chaitanya is continuing. Mukundere kahe puna Madura Vachana Tomara Karya Dharme Dana Uparjana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again spoke to Mukunda with sweet words. Your duty is to earn both material and spiritual worth. Ragunandera, Ragunandanera Karya, Krishnira Sevana, Krishna Seva Vina Inhar, Anya Nahi Mana. Furthermore, it is the duty of Ragunandan to always engage in Lord Krishna's service. He has no other intention but the service of Lord Krishna. So they're father and son, Mukunda and Ragunandan. Mukunda's the doctor. Ragunandan was particularly attached to doing service in the temple as a pujari. Of course, this whole pastime is taking place right now. Just some, however, months or whatever, after that particular incident with the deity stepping off the altar at the request of Ragunandan, just not long at all after that happened. But anyway, Lord Chaitanya is glorifying Mukunda, that look at this devotee. Even though he's engaged in apparently mundane work, he's even the sort of private physician of the Muslim king, but still, never underestimate him. Know him to be one of the greatest devotees of the Lord. Let him continue. He should continue earning, because he was being paid. Let him continue earning by being a doctor, and continue his Krishna conscious practice. But Ragunandan, let him just focus on being a pujari. Yeah. So now Lord Chaitanya is going to address another very great devotee from Sri Kanda, Narahari Saka Thakur. Narahari Rahu Ama Bhakta Ganasane Aitina Karya Sada Karaha Tina Jane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then ordered Narahari, I wish you to remain here with my devotees. In this way, the three of you should always execute these three duties for the service of the Lord. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu set forth three duties for three different people. Mukunda was to earn money and follow the religious principles, whereas Narahari was to remain with the Lord's devotees, and Ragunandan was to engage in the Lord's service in the temple. Thus, one person worships in the temple, another earns money honestly by executing his professional duty, and yet another preaches Krishna consciousness with the devotees. Apparently, these three types of service appear separate, but actually they're not. When Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the center, everyone can engage in different activities for the service of the Lord. That is the verdict of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Narahari, well, he's another great, great devotee. He figures in our Gaura Arati song that is sung at night in the evening Arati time. Narahari Adhikari Chamaradulaya. Narahari, during the Arati which is being offered to Lord Chaitanya, Narahari is there fanning Lord Chaitanya with a chamara. So Sarvabhauma. Sarvabhauma vidya vachaspati dui bai. Dui jane kripa kare kahena gosani. Out of his causeless mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the following directions to the brothers Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Vidya Vachaspati. Darujala Rupe Krishna Prakata Samprati Darashane Snane Kare Jivera Mukati. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, in this age of Kali, Krishna is manifest in two forms, wood and water. Thus, by enabling the conditioned souls to see the wood and bathe in the water, he helps them become liberated. Daru Brahma Rupe Sakshat Sri Purushottam Bhagirati Hana Sakshat Jala Brahma Sama. Lord Jagannath is the Supreme Lord Himself in the form of wood, and the river Ganges is the Supreme Lord Himself in the form of water. It's interesting, he refers to the Ganges as Bhagirati, yeah, which otherwise generally is regarded as a branch of the Ganges, but it's not different from the Ganges. So, purport. The Vedas enjoin Sarvam Kal Vidam Brahma. Everything is the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Brahman, or Param Brahma. Parasya Brahmana Shaktis Tatedam Akilam Jagat. Everything is a manifestation of the energy of the Supreme Brahman. Since the energy and energetic are identical, actually everything is Krishna, Param Brahma. In the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, verse 4, Lord Krishna confirms this. Maya tatamidam sarvam jagadavyakta murtina matstani sarvabhutani nachaham teshvavastita. By me, in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. Unquote. Krishna is spread throughout the whole universe in his impersonal form. Since everything is a manifestation of the Lord's energy, the Lord can manifest himself through any energy. In this age, the Lord is manifest through wood as Lord Jagannath, and he's manifest through water as the river Ganges. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered the two brothers, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Vidya Vachaspati, to worship Lord Jagannath and the river Ganges. We'll keep reading. Sarvabhauma Karadaru Brahma Aradana Vachaspati Karajala Brahmira Sevana. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you should engage in the worship of Lord Jagannath Purushottam, and Vachaspati should worship Mother Ganges. Murari Guptere Prabhu Kari Alingana Tanra Bhakta Nishta Kahen Shune Bhakta Gana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Murari Gupta and began to speak about his firm faith in devotional service. This was heard by all the devotees. So now Lord Chaitanya is going to speak. Purve ame inhar lo baila bara bara parama madura gupta vrajendra kumara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, previously I induced Murari Gupta again and again to be allured by Lord Krishna. I said to him, "My dear Gupta, Lord Sri Krishna Vrajendra Kumar is the supreme sweetness. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna Sarvangsi Sarvashraya Vishuddha Nirmala Prema Sarva Rasamaya." Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the origin of all incarnations and the source of everything. He is pure transcendental love itself, and he is the reservoir of all pleasure. Sakala Sadguna Vrinda Ratna Ratnakara Vidagda Chatura Dira Rasika Shekara. Krishna is the reservoir of all transcendental qualities. He's like a mine of gems. He is expert at everything, very intelligent and sober, and he is the summit of all transcendental humans. Madhura Charitra Krishna, Madhura Vilasa, Chaturya Vidajya Kare, Yanra Lila Rasa. His character is very sweet, and his pastimes are melodious. He is expert in intelligence, and thus he enjoys all his pastimes and mellows. Say Krishna Bhaja Tumi, how Krishna Shraya, Krishna Vina Anya Upasan, Mane Nahilaya. I then requested Murari Gupta, worship Krishna and take shelter of him, but for his service, nothing appeals to the mind. E mata bara bara shunya vachana amara gorave kichu pirigele mana. In this way he heard from me again and again. By my influence his mind was a little converted. Amare kahena ami tomara kinkara tomara agyakari ami Nahi Swatantara. Murari Gupta then replied, "I am your servant and your order carrier. I have no independent existence. Etabali Gari Gela Chinti Rachikale Raghunatha Tyaga Chintai Haila Vikale." After this, Murari Gupta went home and spent the whole night thinking how he would give up the association of Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra. Thus he was overwhelmed, because he was a devotee of Lord Ram. Lord Chaitanya, of course, was focusing on Lord Krishna, and indeed the majority of his associates also. But this one, Murari Gupta, was sort of in a different position, and he was really focused on Sita, Ram, Lakshman, and Hanuman. Kemane Chadiva Raghunathara Charana Ajiratre Prabhu Mora Karaha Marana. Murari Gupta then began to pray at the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. He prayed that death would come that night, because it was not possible for him to give up the service of the lotus feet of Raghunath. E Mata Sarva Ratri Karina Krandana Mane soyasti nahi ratrikail jagrana. Thus Murari Gupta cried the entire night. There was no rest for his mind. Therefore he could not sleep, but stayed awake the entire night. Prata kale asi mora darila charana kandite kandite kichu kale nivedana. In the morning Murari Gupta came to see me, catching hold of my feet and crying, he submitted an appeal. Raghunathir payamuni vechiyachon mata kadite napari mata mani pai vyata. Murari Gupta said, "I have sold my head unto the lotus feet of Raghunath. I cannot withdraw my head, for that would give me too much pain." Shri Raghunatha Chadan Chadana Nayaya Tava Agya Bangahaya Kikaron Upai. it is not possible for me to give up the service of Raghunath's lotus feet. At the same time, if I do not do so, I shall break your order. What can I do? Tate mora e kripa kare kara dayamoya. Tomara tomara age mrityu hauka yauka samshaya. In this way, Murari Gupta appealed to me, saying, you're all merciful, so kindly grant me this mercy. Let me die before you, so that all my doubts will be finished. Eta shuni ami bada, mane sukha pailun. Inhare utana tabe, alingana kailun. Hearing this, I became very happy. This is Lord Chaitanya. I then raised Murari Gupta and embraced him. Sadhu, sadhu, Gupta Toma, Sujida Bhajana, Amara Vachaneha Toma, Natalila Mana. I said to him, all glories to you, Murari Gupta. Your method of worship is very firmly fixed, so much so that even upon my request, your mind did not turn. E mata sevakira priti chahi prabhupaya prabhu chadaila pada chadana nayaya. The servant must have love and affection for the lotus feet of the Lord exactly like this. Even if the Lord wants separation, a devotee cannot abandon the shelter of his lotus feet. Well, if you don't mind, I'm going to read the next three verses, because it's bringing the whole this amazing pastime to a conclusion. So here's the purport. The word Prabhu or Master indicates that the Lord is to be continuously served by his devotee. The original Prabhu is the Lord Sri Krishna. Nonetheless, there are many devotees attached to Lord Ramachandra, and Murari Gupta is a vivid example of such unalloyed devotion. He never agreed to give up Lord Ramachandra's worship, not even upon Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's request. Such is the chastity of devotional service, as stated in the Ancha Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 4, verses 46 and 47. Se bhakta danya yena, Chade Prabhur Charan, Se Prabhu Danya Yena, Chade Nijajan, Dura Daive Se Vakayadi, Yaya Anyastane, Se Takor Danya Tare, Chule Dari Ane. In a firm relationship with the Lord, the devotee does not give up the Lord's service under any circumstance. As far as the Lord himself is concerned, if the devotee chooses to leave, the Lord brings him back again, dragging him by the hair. There is such a pastime. We'll talk about it some other time. So we'll just read the following two verses. E mata tomara nishta jani bala tare, tomare agra ha ami, kailon bare bare. Just to test your firm faith in the Lord, I requested you again and again to change your worship from Lord Ramachandra to Krishna. So here we go, devotees. Fasten your seat belts, safety belts. Sakshad Hanuman Tumi, Sri Rama Kinkara, Tumi Kene Chadibe Tanra, Charana Kamala. In this way I congratulated Murari Gupta, saying, indeed, you are the incarnation of Hanuman. Consequently, you are the eternal servant of Lord Ramachandra. Why should you give up the worship of Lord Ramachandra and his lotus feet? Okay, last verse. Se Murari Gupta A, Mora Prana Sama, Inhara Dainya Shuni Mora, Pataye Jivan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, I accept this Murari Gupta as my life and soul. When I hear of his humility, it perturbs my very life. That's the conclusion of the glorification of Bhararigupta. Next week, Sunday, we'll move on to glorification of another devotee, Vasudev Dat. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.